Three Al Jazeera English journalists in Egypt have been in jail for 8 months now, convicted on terrorism charges, despite international pressure to let them go. One of those journalists is Egyptian-Canadian Mohamed Fahmy. His fiancée talked to NPR about how she's dealt with his incarceration. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
My name is Marwa Amara. I'm 30 years old. I'm Mohamed Fahmy's fiancée.
For Marwa, life stopped on December 29th, the day her fiancé was pulled from a swank hotel in Cairo and jailed, along with his colleagues Peter Greste, an Australian, and Behir Mohamed, an Egyptian. They were accused of supporting terrorism and being members of the banned Muslim Brotherhood. No evidence was ever presented in court to support the charges.
I work in PR and communications. All my concern was about just the hairstyle and, you know, makeup and the latest fashion. I was never into politics. I never had a Twitter account.
That's all changed now. Marwa spends every waking moment thinking of ways to get her fiancé freed. She meets with ministers. She has letters from well-known Egyptian political figures and businessmen attesting to Fahmy's character.
It's a nightmare for me, and it was very shocking to go through all of this.
A shock that changed Marwa. She still goes to work every day. She is still perfectly put together, her makeup pristine, her hair flowing. But she says acting like everything's okay is the hardest part.
I was silent for the last 7 months, and then I decided that I have to break my silence. I have to support him. I have to be next to him. I can't just be quiet and not fight for him.
Fahmy and his colleagues have appealed the conviction. The men and their families say they're being punished over a rift between Egypt and Qatar. Qatar owns the Al Jazeera network and is seen as a supporter of the ousted Muslim Brotherhood. Fahmy and Greste were given 7-year sentences, and Behir Mohamed got 10 years.
I try to be positive. I try to be strong, to show him that I'm strong and I'm fighting for him. But again, just seeing him suffering is not an easy thing for me.
In April 2014, she and Fahmy were supposed to get married. It would have been a grand affair. But Mohamed is still in jail, so Marwa is planning to marry him anyway. They've applied to take their vows in prison. In part, she's doing it to tell the world that she knows he's innocent.
Also, I'm doing this just to tell Mohamed that I love him and to raise his confidence and his morale. And also, I just want to do it. I just want to do it for him.
Their courtship has changed. Their first date was a raucous New Year's party. Now she sees him for 45 minutes twice a month.
Every time I see him, he gets me flowers from the prison garden. And I try to keep them with me as long as possible.
After our chat, Marwa heads out on a daily shopping trip. Fahmy was put in the hospital awaiting surgery on his shoulder, so she tries to visit him every day with comforts from home, if the guards let her in, that is.
Chocolate. And then 2, 4.
Make it 4.
You know, I don't mind doing this every day. It's too costly for me, but I don't mind doing anything just to see him, you know?
She picks up blue cheese, bananas, bread, pop, and chocolate, and then gets a few plants for his hospital room. Human rights groups say Fahmy and his colleagues are among thousands of people languishing in Egyptian prisons after show trials. The space for freedom of speech is closing, and political opposition is basically illegal. And even with all the international pressure, the three men are still in jail. This case is so high profile. George Clooney's fiance, human rights lawyer Emel Alameddin, recently joined Fahmy's legal team.
I don't know what will be the end or what's going to happen next. It's hard to predict. But we will keep fighting till the end.
Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.